anyone who wants to come to the opening class. Okay? About the concert, I'll give you more information obviously in print, but a few things to be aware of now. You're not nearly going to rehearse as much of this piece as you were for the Verdi, obviously. So on Wednesday, the 18th of February, when we're at Valley Center for the Performing Arts for the rehearsal, you will sing your piece for about 30 minutes at the start of the rehearsal from about 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Okay? So pretty short. Then on the dress rehearsal the next night, the 19th at the Paramount Theater, you will sing it second that evening. They're going to perform the first piece before you. You'll be at the Paramount that night for about an hour and a half, about 7:30 to 8:30, I think. Okay? And then on concert, the Ishmael is second on the program. The chorus will be on the stage for the first piece, and then the Ishmael piece. And those are not long pieces. I think the first half is about an hour and a half. So quite a bit less singing this time in February than for the Verdi. Okay? If you want to see the second half of the concert, if someone asks you this tonight, give a reminder that you have to buy your ticket. So buy a ticket if you want to be in the audience on the second half. Okay? Any questions? There'll be more about the concert as we go, but good to know that. I'm hearing myself. Any questions? Okay, thanks very much.
Close the doors. It's cold.
Found our way to different places, which is exciting. Is it possible for us just to come together a little bit more? I know, sorry.
Doors are closed.
Thank you.
But just because it's such a tight piece in terms of harmony that I think it's really important that we're hearing each other as much as possible. One thing I want to say, I'm on course
connection,
thank you. My email should be there. If you have anything you need, anytime, shoot me an email. Happy to answer any questions. If you have musical questions, if you have whatever, just let me know. I'm here to help. All right. Let's start at measure 115, letter H. And if you get lost, you'll get lost, and we'll come back, and it'll be okay. All right, ready? Really good. Just the first note.
Oh.
so that we're starting to get a sense of where we are in our world, in our musical world. Good. I'll keep yelling out entrances too to try to help us out. And just it's a stress. Measure 115. I know we all have different pages. Or at least I do. And just take a moment to kind of scan the page for where each part has a moving moment or where it comes out of a rest. So, for instance, tenors on the second measure, altos on the third measure, sopranos at the end of the third measure. Then at the bottom of the page, tenors, altos, and basses, and then sopranos, and then altos, tenors, sopranos. Yes?
On the 3-2, how are you conducting? Just a straight 3?
I'm conducting it in 6, but in a big 3 pattern. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Good question. Thank you. Then if we look at measure 1, 2, 6. Sopranos are the first ones to sing Let Her, then altos, then tenors. Basses, you're doing it as well. Then altos, tenors, sopranos. Just so that we have an idea of which part to be listening for. One thing Kendrick said about this piece is he really, really wants us to make sure that the balance within the choir is as good as possible so that we really do hear these different parts. Otherwise, it can just sound like one wall of sound the entire time. So can we start one more time at letter H? And basses, wherever you are. A little bit more emphasis on each note so that we keep that feeling, keep that motion, and everyone else has the bass. Ready? 3, 4. Thank you. tenors, I'm not going to inspire E flats. Make sure that we're listening for the altos. So at letter I, yeah, we come in on the same note that the altos sing. Can we start random letter I? I know I'm going faster than last time. I'm not going to. We need to be ready for anything. Ready? Letter I. And. This is one of them. Let's make sure that it's dramatic there. And then, in the next measure, 1-5-5, can we all circle the tenor part so that we are listening for the tenors there? And the last thing, sopranos and altos. Measure 1-6-0. Let's make sure that we're cutting off right on beat 3 because we need to make sure that we hear the tenor bass with each milestone. Good. Can we start right on pick up to letter J? So that the vowel comes right when it needs to. From, com, from, from. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
was, there were two things. Sopranos, at 152, trust yourselves there. You have the right notes. I promise. Yeah, exactly. And then tenors, I wasn't convinced by our triplet words in 155. She will transform you, right? Good. Can we start? I want to start right on 154. And make sure that it's not she will transform. She will transform you, right? From concept to community, Skid Row to safe haven. She will transform. Can we do just altos? Let her be smart. Wherever you are. Ready? One. Good, sorry. Just altos. And the one. Good. I'm hearing the tenors. Just altos. Altos only. This is the first note. Right on the note. First note. Good. Just altos. One. Good. Just tenors. Ready to walk. Note of 163. Yeah, can we do the whole thing on ah just once? That's a beautiful sound. Now, basically, we're just taking that feeling and just plopping in what the actual words are, but still having that beautiful, beautiful round vowel. On the words, not so pronounced? Exactly. With everyone, starting at 1, 6, 2. And then I want to hear that secretive until one day. Here we go, ready? And. I can feel that we're starting to get used to this. Until one day. Oh, yeah, this is it. Measure 1, 6, 7. 1, 6, 7. Can we be careful that we don't hold day too long? Because that rest is really special. Until one day. What's going to happen one day? And if you're holding on too long, then we lose that suspense. Can we start? I'd like to start right on 1, 6, 3. We're not going to do this whole section, but just starting off right on 1, 6, 3 for this one day. Ready? One. Alto tenor bass, that bird is mantle, yo. Otherwise, we lose that rhythmic integrity. 1, 6, 3. Ready? One. Cut off right on the downbeat because we need to hear shadow of the altos. Can you start right on until one day? One, two.
Until one day.
Okay, now hear energy in the rhythm. Until one day. Ready? One, two.
Until
measure 181 with the pickup. And as a reminder, the S's come together on the cutoff, right? And smiles, and smiles, and nose, and nose. Can we speak pickup to 181? Speaking pickup to 181. Ready? One, two.
And smiles, and smiles.
Music down.
One, two.
Good. All right. Wonderful. All right. Let's sing it.
One, two.
Yeah. Soprano, let's make sure that we prepare the breath. And we... Yeah. Prepare the breath. One, two. It sounds pretty amazing up here, so bravo. Let's start at the beginning. Yes. Question.
181 point and smile. It's not and a smile. It's measure 181.
Yes. And smile.
And
smile. Yeah. Like it's almost one word. And smile. Yeah. Good. All right. We'll start three measures before you come in. So this is measure 549. No, 50. Thank you. letter D. Just a reminder, elude. Elude. I think the L of lude, make sure that it's helping us get to the really beautiful oo vowel so that we don't get elude. Not L-E-W-D, but elude. And then sopranos, measure 60, first sopranos. We can use a little bit more of you. Here we go, beginning again. This letter D is in dog. Make sure that we're listening for the altos and tenors. Because they have moving notes. Home to me. Which is a very important part of that sentence. Good. Let's start right on letter E. E. Sitting tall. Thank you. Kedrick to the downbeat of measure 69.
Back home.
It should feel like a constipated downbeat. Can you do this whole section a cappella?
Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling like we may be following Jesse. Ready? There. Can we do this one more time a cappella, and then Jesse will come back in on measure 16. So it's gonna feel slow. That's okay. Can we start right on? Let's do the same thing. Letter E. It was so good. Tell me a story. Ready? Yeah. Make sure we come off together. Make sure we come off together. Yeah. Great job, tenors, on that little solo bit. Good. All right, let's do these last few bars that we haven't done, and then we're going to go and do the whole thing, and then we're going to go home. Okay, here we go. But now, let's do the two measures leading up to that. So this is measure 96 we're starting on. Yes, that's a good question. Let me check with Patrick if he wants us to follow the orchestra or not. Good idea. Any other questions? All right, here we go. From the beginning, let's stand up. It sounds pretty awesome with everyone mixed, so I think we might keep it, at least for this piece. All right. telling the story in your voice. From letter D. Good. 10 spaces, I think we're okay. Let's all stand up and let's keep going. I want to try to get to the end. Maybe we'll do just the measure, 97.
Oh,
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's take a seat. Wow, in just 3 weeks, it's sounding so good. We're not going to sing anymore tonight. I just want us to keep in mind, every time we come back to this piece, the ends of notes. I feel that we are holding some notes a little too long, and then we don't get to hear every single moment that comes out from each part. So we'll spend some time next week really thinking about that, but it's in really, really, really wonderful shape. The end is just so gorgeous. Yes, question, please.
Could I make one note to the altos?
You, please.
We have a bunch of entrances with a little bit of pause before. Altos, marking one bar before that to start your break, and you'll come in on time.
Good idea, yeah.
Altos, let's mark one bar before we breathe, so that we get
before
any
entrance.
Before
start.
Our entrance to start.
Breathe early. Yeah, exactly. Any other questions? Thoughts, feelings? All right. It's time to go home. Thank you all so much.